to us by Texans Can Academy and Dallas Dodge.
All right, ladies, line up. Line them up. 214-787-1310. It's Ladies' Day here in the Gordo's Corner, and this is the time when we speak to you ladies exclusively. Have you ever heard this, Mike?
I have. I always wondered if it's just ladies around the office here who call in, or if you actually have women who listen.
No, this is the show of record for the P1 female.
Okay.
Yeah.
Waiting for those lines to fill up here.
Well, yeah. This is what we're going to talk about, Mike. Now, you may be a little uncomfortable with this. Just warning you.
I don't know how it could possibly be any more uncomfortable than what I've had to talk about already this morning with you.
What, with fake tiger?
That's what I meant.
The graveyard stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in case you missed it.
I've erased that from my memory.
A lot of P1s don't stay tuned for all four and a half hours of this program.
My parents are coming to town today. Please don't repeat it.
Mike Ducey confessed to us.
Did not.
That he has, on multiple occasions, traveled to a graveyard for sexual purposes.
It's very disturbing. Confession.
Very disturbing.
And obviously, folks, you know, I didn't say that.
You said in small towns where you're from, that is a place where you would make out. You would go to graveyards to make out.
On occasion, but.
You confessed. All right, this is what we're talking about in Ladies' Day today. We're going to talk about size. This came up recently. With a couple of different ladies who shall remain nameless. But I've heard from several women over my lifetime. They relate stories of being with a guy and him being so challenged in that area that he would appear to have the body of a man, but the man part of a child.
I could swear this was the exact topic that you came up with last week.
We touched on it last week, and that's why we said that we wanted to talk about it at length.
Okay, right.
Isn't it talk about it at length this week?
Thank you.
Isn't it called micro?
Well, all right, that's what I want to get into here. Now, this will be uncomfortable for some men, because we have some P1 men who probably are, may not be confident in their manliness. There.
George Dunham.
But men often and easily underestimate the size of their own manness relative to that of others. They did studies on this, and men almost underreport their own manliness because of the foreshortening that's you get from when you're looking from above down and that sort of thing. And, you also have adipose tissue that gathers in that makes it something appear smaller than it actually is.
So you're saying men who normally exaggerate, in this case, do the opposite.
There's a difference in what they say to people. They exaggerate when they're verbally reporting their measurements. But in their own mind, they think that they are undersized compared to others.
Okay, gotcha.
All right. Now, there is also, but the average man is, according to these studies, what is laughable, 5.5. I couldn't imagine walking around like that. I'd feel 3 pounds lighter than I do now.
You know? To me, that seems really, really small. But.
Exactly. I mean,
so that's what they say. And they did studies, and I've seen conflicting reports on this, but they say that there is no difference in the races.
I don't believe that. I've seen.
You've seen what? What have you seen, Craig?
Hakeem Olajuwon in an NBA locker room before.
Okay.
I love big guys.
Now, this is what I contend, and we're going to hear from P1 ladies, because I've been told several stories by women that they've encountered the phenomenon known as micropenis.
Why would you have to do it for just the one word? You really think that would be... Okay.
Making it unable for them to engage in lovemaking.
Well, yeah. Or the guy... It feels that he's engaging in this, but she's like, are you engaging in anything down there?
whatever.
You think that's the exact conversation that's taking place at the time?
I do.
I'm engaging. I'm engaging. Are you engaging? No, really, I am. Oh,
so
engaged.
So these guys, now this is a real condition, and I've seen footage. I did research last week here in this studio, and they observed my research, so it was above board.
It was him looking in a mirror.
Thank you.
And these guys that had the micro cleanus, really and truly, you look at them and it's like it's not there. It's like they've had an amputation. Like nothing. You saw it, Craig.
Yeah, it's disturbing. It's like a
Ken doll.
Basically, there's a little something
there. It's like a flesh-colored acorn.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mike, you hear what I'm saying, Mike?
Are they able to go potty?
That's your concern. Okay,
that's a fair question.
At my age, that's really boring.
But now the micro cleanus is an extremely rare condition, okay? There are some guys who may not have the micro cleanus, but maybe, you know, the small end of things.
Well, think about
Big
it.
Strong Jeremy.
If your reports are correct, hang in there, Jer. If your reports are correct and 5.5 is average, well, then there's got to be, because of
guys like me,
because of guys like me
that average up.
On the other end, there have to be guys on the shorter end.
Right. You're correct.
In the 1 to 2 to 3 range.
So we're obviously leading to the question, Gordon, of what's the cutoff here? What determines one condition as opposed to another?
Yeah, what's micro?
Micro, I think, is under 1 or 2. That's micro.
All right, you want to start working the phones? Because we've got Nolan coming up, and we don't want to talk to him about this.
Let's work the phones. And I just want to, and then I want to give you this internet note after we talked with this first female. Let's find out who this is. Who is it, Craig?
All right, 214-787-1310, and first up is Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Have you experienced a wide variety of men?
I wouldn't say a wide variety, but yeah, I just wanted to say it definitely makes a difference.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, size does matter.
See, and men hate to hear that.
They hate to hear it, but it's the truth.
Me, I find it refreshing to know that, hey, all right, gifts are respected.
One thing you do find, though, is the guys who aren't working with much, they tend to do a little bit better in other areas, though, to make up for it, I believe.
Hmm. Okay. Compensatory stuff, sure. Hmm. All right, so have you ever been with a guy that surprised you by his lack?
Yes.
How lacking?
Very disappointing.
See, that's the thing. Okay, because the girl that we were talking to off air last week said that she went out with this guy, and he was hot, looked good, and, you know, she was all excited, and then they got to that area, and then she was shocked, and then had to come up with some reason why she didn't want to go out with him anymore.
Yes, I've been in that position.
Oh, jeez!
So how shocking was it?
It was so shocking, I almost laughed.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine that guy?
He doesn't know, though. He never knew.
I never told him. Can you put a number on it?
Probably around 3.5.
Oh, no. Mm. Well, it beats Deucey.
I'm not here anymore.
Comfortable yet, Mike? So 3.5. And so how long did you ride it out, so to speak, in the sense of did you keep going out with him after that?
It was just a couple of dates after that, and it was done.
But was that one
It was definitely one of the reasons. I did go out with him a couple more times just to see if maybe there was something
wrong that one night.
There'd been some horrible mistake.
But no, and it wasn't going to be worth it. So.
And what about on the other end of the spectrum? Has there been
somebody who was, and you know what? That can be a problem too.
Yeah, I know.
Can you put a number on that? Like, was it 20?
No. I'd probably
Craig says
say
hopefully.
About, 10.
Yeah.
Know. Yeah, and that was just...
I thought I recognized your voice.
Well, hey, will you pass a message along to that guy if you see him again? Welcome to the Double Digit Club.
You got it.
Thanks for your call. All right, who do we have next, Craig?
We have another Elizabeth.
Whoa.
Two in a row.
You hear that, Mike? Another Elizabeth.
Hi, Elizabeth. How you doing?
Hey, doing well.
Have you ever talked to a TV star before?
No, I haven't. That's
really? We got Deucey here, too.
This won't be the first time. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, Gordon.
All right, Elizabeth, share with us your story.
Just like the last Elizabeth, size is a big, huge factor. And I've had some experience, not too much experience, of course.
Whatever.
And the smaller, is definitely worse, and I would never, it would never happen more than once.
you've discovered a guy who didn't have enough for your liking?
Oh, yeah.
And how did you handle that? You didn't laugh at him, did you?
Not to his face.
Oh, my
no.
God. But, this is so disturbing.
It was very disturbing. I mean, I would say, and it was like when I was very inexperienced. So I would say this was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And if my mom's listening, of course, I'm not really sure what I'm talking about. You know, I must have been under the influence when that happened. But
well, that makes it better.
Yeah. but no, he,
Put a number on this. Put a number on it.
Okay, it was under 2.
Oh, my gosh.
Not only did I hurt his feelings, I kind of spread it around to people who knew him.
What are you doing?
You know what?
I felt horrible after I found out that my best friend told his friends, and everybody was calling him Thumbs Up Man. Because it was literally the size of my thumb. And I don't have very big hands, on a girl.
No.
We found that to be the case, that women will spread that word.
Yeah.
And that's
kind of sorry.
Yeah.
So because let me tell you something. I want to make this gender observation. I don't think that men talk sexual trash about their wives with their guy friends.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and
no.
I think women do. I think women talk about private bedroom stuff with their girlfriends, but guys do not do that about their women.
Well, see, some women, I have heard some women say some negative things about their partners and their husbands to their friends. But I'm one of those people that if I'm in love with the person I'm with, I'm not going to talk trash about them to my friends, because I don't want my friends thinking I'm stuck with some crappy guy,
right,
who can't get the job done. So,
have you Facebooked under 2 man lately?
Oh, no. Okay. No, I never looked back on that one.
All right, thank you, Elizabeth. You want to work one more in? We got to go here in about 1 minute.
Let's do it.
This is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hey.
How old are you?
30.
Okay, that's all right. You're lying, but that's all right. And what is your experience with this?
Well, my experience is more from a medical standpoint. In the medical profession, I pretty much see our subject every day, and that's why I wanted to call in, because y'all are also leaving out the criteria of, your balls can swell enough.
All right.
Don't, don't be unnecessarily delicate here, Diana. That's fine.
All right. But wait a second. So you work in the medical community?
Correct.
And have you seen a guy with this condition?
Yes, where I've had to push in to pop it out to find it.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's very, very uncomfortable, so you better hope you never get it.
Well, get it? You mean it's contagious?
Elephantitis, yeah.
Oh, okay. But that's different. That's elephantitis.
Right.
Now, I have elephantitis just a little bit higher up than what you're talking about.
I've heard.
All right, we got to go.
All right, thanks for your call. All right, Mike, did you learn anything?
Oh, God. Is this finally over?
Well, no, because John emails and he says, is that the reason that they call Deucey the Deuce?
Because of the number 2.
There you go.
And finally, I'd just like to share this with you. Gosh, now I can't find it. Dog dang. Talk a little bit.
Well, we can't. We got Nolan coming up. This is very important this morning.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was fun. Thank you, ladies, and thank you, Gordo. That's the corner, 929 on